another app for inventory, one for CRM. Oh, don't forget accounting. Wait, which login was that?
Or you could use Odoo, one fully integrated system that does it all without the hassle. Ditch the app overload. Get everything your business needs on one platform. Try Odoo free today at odoo.com. That's O-D-O-O.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mayor, welcome in. Thanks for joining us. And you have a unique angle on this, both being in political office and then as Kane. And that's why people, we saw it all over the place. What have you said about this decision?
Well, hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Good afternoon. This is ridiculous. It's just absurd. And we knew what was going to happen when this trial began. First of all, this shouldn't even been a trial. I still don't know what Trump was charged with or is guilty of, and I don't think anybody does. The jury doesn't. They basically took some state charges and then morphed that into violations of election law, and they were somehow misdemeanors that morphed into felons. And of course, the whole thing was just so they could put that label on Donald Trump, saying he's a convicted felon. That's what this is really all about. It's an incredibly sad day for America. No matter who you are, you hate Donald Trump. It doesn't matter. What you have to look at is how badly the criminal justice system has been perverted by this. And I think there's going to be massive blowback come November. It's already happening. You know, you guys are talking about the fundraising that's gone on. 30% of the donors from yesterday that contributed $34.8 million to President Trump were first-time donors. That tells you, I think, all you need to know.
Yeah, what was that stat again, Mayor? What was that stat again? How many?
Yeah, 30% of yesterday's donors. He raised $34.8 million yesterday. 30% of those people were brand new, first time donors.
And you're in the business of politics. You run for office. You know that when you get somebody, I had a guy who was doing a national show, Mayor. Tell me he was donating $10,000, and he's a guy who had never given more than $25, even to Trump or anybody else. Some of them were hefty, and these are guys publicly who have voted for Biden before. You know, by running for office, how important independents are. You got your base. The other side has their base. But this is the type of thing that seems to be moving independents Trump's way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, what percentage they are, but probably 60% of the people you're not going to move, right? Because they are where they are. It's the other folks that the two things you do in an election is you try to turn out your base as much as you can, and then you try to get the undecided folks on your side. Yesterday went a long way in both for Donald Trump. Yeah, I mean, it'll probably help with the far left and, you know, their people, but they were going to vote anyway. The hardcore Trump people, such as myself, we're going to support Trump anyhow. But it's those people in the middle now that are seeing this grave injustice that has been done. And, you know, Americans believe in fair play, right? And Donald Trump, all of a sudden, has become the underdog. He's become persecuted. You know, if you look at, you know, folks that are always talking about the problems of the criminal justice system, right? Minority folks, all of a sudden, Donald Trump is right there. anyone who's ever been stepped on by the man or felt that the government's coming after them, the criminal justice system is persecuting them, all of a sudden Donald Trump became them. And that's extraordinarily bad for the Democrats come November.
Yeah, without a doubt. And I, Mayor, if you're talking to him again, as you've been over the course of time, the best line, and drill down on it, when he says, if they can do it to me, they can do it to anybody. Don't blow past that once you say it. It's true, and it resonates with people. It makes them think a guy with all this money, celebrity, lawyers, former president, currently the leader in the race to be president, if it's that easy to put this guy in jail over nothing, what can they do to me or you?
Yeah, and I'd also like to say I admire Donald Trump's courage. It's unbelievable. You know, he is sitting there. The entire world is coming down on him, right? You know, the federal government, New York, everybody. And the guy keeps on fighting. If that were me, I'd been like, man, Mar-a-Lago's really nice this time of year. I think I'm just going to go there for the rest of my life.
Or go back to and wrestling. Yeah, go back to wrestling.
And
yeah.
He sits there. He stands there and fights back. It is truly remarkable. And thank God he's doing it.
Washington Examiner piece, Mayor, my producer Dan tells me, says you might run for governor, and inflation is a huge issue where you are as it is. You haven't raised property taxes. What difference do you see as a conservative leader and Trump as a conservative leader? What do you do differently to bring inflation down?
Well, on a federal level, they need to quit spending all this money, and they need to quit printing money. It really all goes back to monetary policy. At the local level, we do everything that we can to ensure that we're running as efficiently and effectively as possible. You know, we can't print money to make up the difference like the feds do, and nor should we. A while back, there was an elderly lady in my office. She was very upset. Her property tax bill, not because of anything that we had done, but just for various reasons, her property tax bill had doubled. She was on a fixed income. Husband had recently passed away. She came down and paid her taxes and then had an envelope with a little bit of money in it, probably $50, that she showed me. That was all she had to get through the rest of the month. So, you know, inflation is, it's getting everybody, no matter who you are, but it's folks like that. It's poor folks. It's folks that are on fixed income that suffer the most. And it always amazes me. The liberals love, you know, stand up for the poor people, but they're the worst about spending government money. And eventually that has to come out of someone's pocket. And inevitably it comes out of the middle class and poor people's pockets.
Now, you were with President Trump in Iowa, Mayor Glenn Jacobs. Any word that you might be a surrogate in various places, like a swing state or two in your part of the country?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I'm in deep Trump country here in Tennessee. North Carolina is on the table, though. Georgia, he's leading in Georgia. So we'll see what happens. Sure, I'd be happy to do that. I'd be happy to help him out any way that I possibly can, especially now.
Yeah, after this, absolutely. You launched the Skilled Trades Academy and Regional Training Center to focus on vocational education a few years back. Talk about that for a minute and what you've seen as a mayor, how important that is.
Yeah, there's a huge lack of folks in the skilled trades, and that's bad for all of us because if you find a good plumber nowadays, you better put them on retainer, because like a lawyer, because they probably can't be back because they're all so busy. So there's tremendous opportunities for people getting into that field, but there's just a huge lack, which actually hurts our economy and hurts our productivity. That's part of the reason that we're seeing housing prices go up so quickly and all of those things. So for me, it serves two purposes. Not every kid's going to go to a four-year university. We know that. That's fine. Everyone has different skill sets. For far too long, education system pigeonholed kids and said the way that you're successful is you get through high school, then you go to college, get a lot of debt, get some sort of degree, and then figure it out. Well, that's not the way to do it. What we need to do is ensure that kids are exposed, and other people too, are exposed to as many different career paths as possible so they can figure out how to use their gifts to their advantage, figure out what they like, figure out what they don't like. And then economy as well. Again, we're just in a lot of trouble because we don't have people that can do these very important jobs.
Absolutely. Well, look, Mayor, we'd love to meet you. If any path ever brings you to Philadelphia, our listeners are thrilled the times that you've been on with us. And you weighing in on this matter with President Trump brings a special angle to it. So we hope that you're going to be out there doing some of that stuff in addition to your other duties.
Well, guys, I appreciate it. I always have a good time on your show. Thanks for having me on.
I got one question for you, Mayor Kane. Any plans to return to the ring? I want to see another flying lariat, a choke slam. I would, come on, you got to get back in there.
Man, we'll have to see. I watch these guys nowadays. I'm like, golly, I used to do that. That's amazing. And I think to myself, I would get hurt so badly if I got in there again.
The athleticism you had as a big man, though, I think is unrivaled still to this day. So, come on, get back in there. Throw some jabs. Let's get it, Mayor.
Yeah, well, I tell you, man, it might be easier than this whole political gig right now. I'll tell you that.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling, so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.